Hey, so I just listened to your segment on pay to win versus pay to play, and I honestly think pay to win is probably a better model, but and I like pay to play as well, like a game such as Overwatch. It's very simple, but it's harder as a newer game to build up to a place where you can do that. But a free to play game is good with pay to win as long as you make the game balanced on the concepts that you're introducing paid stuff for. Like, for instance, League of Legends is a game where you can just buy skins, but so many people spend money on the skins, but it doesn't actually give you a clear advantage in the game. And I think the more stuff that you have like that is it's very important to have something like that in your game to where it's not like breaking the fabrics of playing. I'll give a part two in a sec. So then there's other games for pay to win versus pay to play where I've played FPS games where you could literally pay money, and this is like some fighting games and other stuff like this, in a multiplayer game where you could pay money to have a better gun, like Combat Arms or something like that from Nexon. You could pay money to have a gun that's better than the other opponent, and it gives you an actual advantage to win the game in a multiplayer scenario. And I think a model like that is incredibly bad, and I think Warframe is similar to an extent, but you can at least get most of the good stuff playing for free. So you need it. It's a balancing act type of thing where you have to balance it. You have to, like, not scam too many people and say, okay, well, I actually have to pay to do this, but you can actually have a model that people will be happy to pay stuff for your game. Hey, Debonair, I just listened to your piece on having assets and having to develop these assets make the creative process a lot longer. Now, it's interesting you say that because a lot of those concepts you talked about, they apply directly to the world of business. And I think it has a lot to do about muscle memory and trying to develop these new concepts, and just get it out there. I feel like when you're in a group of people might romanticize the fact that all of these concepts are new, and sometimes like the collaboration of the asset might make it stronger, but it could definitely lengthen the process and maybe inhibit people to work as fast as they would like, as opposed as to if all of the assets were already created in the past. I think that's an interesting thing to keep that in mind in the future, and I'll try myself to develop assets faster or in a
So as I stated, we need to ride the wave. We need to learn to make the battle royale genre better, and I believe it's a way that we can easily make it better. As I stated before, that Fortnite is even able to possibly exist is due to the fact that survival horror games or survival games have existed and were, really they were growing, but they weren't garnishing the attention that Fortnite has now. So with that being said, I don't think we necessarily have to go back to the that survival genre. In fact, Fortnite has perfectly merged and blended the survival genre with the third-person shooter genre with, all in all, it's a battle royale, right? However, I believe that Fortnite has embarked upon a little it's an accidental success. And that is its crafting mechanic, allowing you to build walls and to build bridges and to build, just to build overall and utilize that building in order to create protection is ultimately, at its simplest form, is the crafting mechanic. Now, they probably got the idea due to, of course, Minecraft. And they kept it simple by just allowing you to build walls and build a floor and build a ceiling and repeat and build doors and build windows and things of that nature, which was superb, which perfectly works out on that game. But I believe that if we want to have the next best game here at Debonair Gaming and the Debonair Gaming team and the Debonair Gaming brand overall, I think we could take this a little bit further. Now, implementing it may be difficult due to the fact that, of course, I am learning. So if you want to be a part of what it is that I am doing, please contact me at www.debonairgaming.com or www.debonairgaming@outlook.com. And I will meet you there. You can also contact me in any comment section, or we're on all social media platforms as far as Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and most importantly, YouTube. So we're going to get into that in the next part of the podcast. But make sure that if you want to be a part of this, you contact me, because quite frankly, I don't want those who want to be a part of this to miss out. And, you know, if you want to go anywhere fast, you go alone. But if you want to go far, you go with friends.